As the 9/11 Commission continues, courts around the world are hearing cases related to those terror attacks, including the U.S. Supreme Court coming up, and questions about terror trial convictions in Detroit and in Germany. Here to update us on the latest developments is Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Hi, Dahlia. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
And let's begin with the Supreme Court. Tell us about the cases coming up there. And the court's done something unusual here with releasing audio tapes of the oral arguments, or it will do that?
That's correct. The next couple of weeks are going to have, you know, the Supreme Court hearing some of the most important post-9/11 cases that we're going to hear in our lifetimes. And so the court, as it has been known to do recently in important cases, is going to release audio transcripts shortly after oral argument so that people can sort of listen along to the advocates and the attorneys. The cases before the court, there are three really crucial ones. One is coming up next Tuesday, and it's going to have to do with the prisoners that we're holding in Guantanamo Bay. These prisoners have sort of sought relief from the U.S. courts, and the U.S. courts have said, we don't have jurisdiction in Guantanamo. The Supreme Court is now going to have to decide whether, you know, we have jurisdiction to hear about prisoners who are sitting in Guantanamo Bay without access to relief in the courts right now.
Okay, and two other cases going to the Supreme Court?
Right. The other two cases that are coming up are coming up April 28th, and they involve names you've probably already heard of a lot. Yasser Essam Hamdi is one, Jose Padilla is another. Sort of similar issues, indefinite detentions, but these guys are different because they're U.S. citizens. They're not being held at Guantanamo. They're in a Navy brig in South Carolina, and they've been sitting there without access to hearings, without knowing the charges against them. So they're challenging this indefinite military detention policy and saying, listen, we have a right to our day in court. And the Supreme Court will determine that April 28th.
All right. And what about these convictions in Detroit that I gather are in some, there's some question of overturning them?
Yeah, this has been a tremendous mess in what was supposed to be a huge government win, the first big domestic terror trials after 9/11. As you probably remember, we thought we had a terrorist cell on conspiracy conviction. Now what's come to light is just terrific prosecutorial misconduct. And the government is investigating it, and the judge is talking about throwing out the charges altogether. We have prosecutors who failed to turn over hundreds of, you know, pages of documents that might have exonerated the witnesses. We now know that the star witness confessed to a jailhouse snitch that he was making it all up. And we have John Ashcroft himself who violated the judge's gag order and talked about the trial. So this whole conviction may be thrown out.
And finally, there is this man in Germany. This is the only person who's actually been convicted of participating in the 9/11 plot. He's a man named Munir El-Mota Sadek. And there also is some problem in this conviction. What is that, and what's going to happen? Is he actually going to go free?
Well, similarly, his conviction has been thrown out altogether pending a retrial. In this case, again, you know, that he was convicted for having been part of that cell, the actual cell that flew planes into the World Trade Center. The problem was he said that there was an exculpatory witness, Ramzi bin al-Shib. You may remember him as a high-ranking al-Qaeda member who the U.S. is holding and has interrogating. He may have been able to exonerate El-Mota Sadek, but the U.S. government would not let him have access to bin al-Shib. The German appellate court said, look, if you've got an exculpatory witness and we can't talk to him or see him, we have to throw out the conviction and retry him. So, yes, he may walk free.
But he would be retried.
Well, he would be retried, but the courts are going to take into account now the fact that there was a crucial witness who may have been able to help him out. And that means he may well walk free when they balance that.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Dahlia, thanks for bringing us up to date on the terror trials.
My pleasure.